Mutual is a new dating app designed for young single Mormons. First launched last summer, the app was posted on Kickstarter in January to improve the iPhone-only app and help bring it to Android. Since then, 369 people have donated over $20,000. Mutual is based on the concept Tinder pioneered in 2012. Post pictures of yourself and a few sentences. Then browse the profiles of others. Choose who you like and who you don't. And then be put in contact only with those with mutual interest. Creighton and Kayla King met on Tinder last November. After talking on Tinder for a few weeks, they had their first date. They were married on May 13th.
I gave him my number, and then he still kept messaging me on Tinder, and I'm like, you can just text me, because you have my number now.
Yeah, but that was like a step up. That was like, that was like big.
In 2015, Elder Ballard of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles gave a speech to the church's youth, specifically mentioning Tinder and Snapchat as potential spiritual dangers. But according to the Kings, attitudes have changed since then.
I think it's funny because I think that same talk, I think he talks about Snapchat. Actually, now the church has a Snapchat. Like, I feel it has a lot of good stuff on it.
Yeah, I think what Karine was saying, you know, like, whatever you are out to find is what you'll find.
Melanie Christensen met her husband, Corey, on Tinder. They were married in May of 2014. Holding their daughter, Harmony, in their Logan apartment, Christensen says she first got Tinder because her roommates had it.
My roommates called it window shopping for guys, so we did that, and it ended up working out, like, more than I expected it to. Especially at the time, I was really shy about sharing that, but as time has gone on, I've seen how many other people have had success through Tinder and through online dating stuff, and it's less awkward to talk about it, I think.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.